Now, a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisk of Black Bears basketball, and tonight, round two of the state sectional playoffs live from the Bears' Den, where the girls' varsity team hopes to advance to round number three. Let's go courtside now with Terry Shin and David Stiles.
Welcome to 9 WPTL, 920 WPTL, from Canton, North Carolina. Along with you always, Terry Shannon, David Stiles, and we have another exciting high school basketball matchup here in varsity girls action at the Pisgah High School Bear Den.
We're in the second round of the state sectional tournament.
We are.
And the Pisgah Bears survived the first round, and they're at home in the second round. The boys, not so fortunate. You may be aware they lost at Shelby on Monday night and are out of the state tournament completely. But the Sugar Bears, the girls' varsity team, still alive and here on WPTL and streaming on the Internet at WPTL.com. We're going to have a playoff basketball game.
Yes, we are. And Pisgah took care of North Henderson on Monday, 51-34. Pretty easy win for the Sugar Bears. Not a lot of points being scored, but they still beat North Henderson by 20, who was also from the WNCAC. So that was the third time they saw North Henderson, and they took care of business. So,
you know, in the first round, as they say, you kind of clean house.
Yeah.
If you make it to the second round and higher, you're a good basketball team. So certainly you can't look past the team that have come here to play the Sugar Bears, which is North Lincoln from Lincolnton. They've got an 18-4 record. They were conference champs. We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. But right now, we'll remind you as we take a commercial break that you are listening to Playoff Basketball right here on WPTL 920 AM. Back in a moment.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs, a knife, a chicken, or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs, or the boy howdy. Food's so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
The state playoffs, second round, at least one game to be played in Canton, the home court of the favorite Sugar Bears, favored by a little bit over the visitors from Lincolnton.
North Lincoln.
North Lincoln High School. Not North Lincolnton. I guess they're called North Lincoln. And the other school across town is Lincolnton High School, not to be confused. And I'm not sure if they're in the same conference or not. We do know that these Knights, the Lady Knights from North Lincoln, were Southern Piedmont Conference champions as well as Southern Piedmont Conference tournament champions. So you know when you're regular season champs and you're tournament champs, you got to have some good stuff.
Yeah, I expect to see a good basketball game tonight. Their record surely shows that they are a good basketball team, 19-4. Sugar Bears coming into this one with a 22-4 record. So both teams with four losses, but a good amount of wins in the win column. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Even with a home court advantage, you got to think that the Sugar Bears are going to have their hands full here.
I think so, I think if Pisgah gets out, plays their game, gets in transition, makes some good passes, keeps the ball in their hands and plays very smart, that they'll have a good game tonight.
Back in a moment. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Again, beautifully done there by the senior sports manager, Sawyer Leatherwood.
Yes, Sawyer does a good job sawing at that fiddle, not to be confused with the violin.
Definitely a fiddle.
Definitely a fiddle.
And the other night when we were waiting on him to come out and play the fiddle for the national anthem, his fiddle was out of tune, and so he had broken a string. And him and his mom are down there trying to get it fixed. And
that's why
there was a delay the other night. Oh, and so I finally figured it out. I talked to his mom, and she said, "We won't have any more problems. We got him a new set of strings. They sound good. He'll be out there to play the national anthem." So, Sawyer Leatherwood, extremely good job. And again, the NJROTC doing a fabulous job, as always, here at Pisgah High School. Very accredited program as they present the colors and show off a little bit of their rifleman skills here at the beginning of the ball game. So,
and it's not the same four every week. I've noticed some change in personnel. They seem to rotate within the unit, the ones that present the colors here before the games.
Looks like the starting lineup for North Lincoln. We're going to have number 20, Stephanie Root. And looks like number 32, Pesor, also from North Lincoln. Easter also starting.
Ace Easter.
Liver Royce, number 25, starting for North Lincoln. And Miller rounding out that starting five there for North Lincoln. Looks like we have Wooten, Pesor, Easter, Liver Royce, and Miller for North Lincoln and Lady Knights. And I think we're going to see that same starting five that we've been seeing all season here in the Bear Den. And it wouldn't surprise me to see Sheridan Presley starting. I think she should have a good game tonight here in the Bear Den. Not a lot of scoring from her on the other night. It was very distributed. Each player that scored had around 6-7 points, and it gave the Sugar Bears a good win. But looks like Sheridan Presley first one out of the gate tonight, and looks like number 31, Taylor Gallion, also started. She's been very productive this year, offensively and defensively. And number 10, Micah James, also starting tonight for the Sugar Bears. She had a good game against Troy Henderson. Very quick defender. She handles the ball very well. And number 13, the left-handed Kristen Allman, post player for the Sugar Bears. She plays good on the inside. She gets going to the left. It's really hard to stop her. And starting at center, number 33, Mariah Lewis. And Terry says every time Mariah Lewis has a good game, the Sugar Bears usually have a very good game as well.
They never fail to win big when Mariah Lewis is having a good game. Now, I don't know if that's just a little casual observation or a coincidence, but it's true. And so, folks, if you're saying your prayers tonight, say to put in your prayers here before the game that Mariah Lewis comes reeling off a few baskets here in the first quarter.
She came out and had six straight points there in that first half. And the Bears got that win over North Henderson on Monday, 51-34. So Pisgah, I think, very primed and ready here in this ball game. And here's the tip, controlled by Presley.
Presley deep in the corner. It goes to James. James finds Lewis up close, but she's blocked away and travels with it. Guarded closely there by, I believe that was Miller down low. And Pisgah will put up the full court man-to-man pressure from the get-go. We're 10 seconds into this second-round championship state playoff. And a steal by Presley. They tried to get the ball over to Easter, and Presley takes it away. Almond gets a pass. Shot is no good. Scrambling for the board. Tie-up. Nope, they don't whistle the tie-up. And it's pulled out of there by the Lady Knights. A little behind-the-back dribble by Wooten. Shot from way outside. Wilbur. Rebounded by Pisgah. It was a miss from three-point range. Leading pass to Galleon. Stops, pumps from 10 feet, and it is right on target.
Already North Lincolnton's seen Pisgah's best look, I think. They're playing very fast and aggressive right here in this first period.
Leading pass goes down to Miller. She has to back out of the zone. And again, a long down. And Pisgah's going to have to learn that the perimeter shots are going to come and come fast and early. And the shot is good this time by Wooten from three-point range.
In warm-ups, North Lincoln, I saw they shot a lot of perimeter shots. And it looked like they had a lot of ladies that like to shoot from the outside. The Pisgah's really going to have to defend that perimeter shot. But Taylor Galleon turns the ball over for the Sugar Bears here. North Lincolnton leads 3-2, 6:52 left here in the first.
Let's see if they continue to pull the trigger on these long threes. I mean, they didn't even try for an inside look. They just got within three-point range and let her rip. Here's a little hop, skip, jump right through the Pisgah defense. Up and good is Easter's shot. So Lincolnton showing that they can drive and drive fast. Here's Presley with an outside shot for Pisgah. It's an air ball. Fortunately, it's rebounded by Micah James. First shot is no good from the baseline, and the rebound pull from the Lady Knights. Long leading pass down the floor is out of the reach of Pesor.
It looks like North Lincolnton's also a transition basketball team as well. They're trying to push that ball up the court.
Well, that'll match Pisgah because they like to do the same thing. Almond with the ball finds a winner down low, and that is Galleon. Galleon tries to work past her lady. She does, gets it to Lewis. Lewis stops, fakes. Oh, she's open. Didn't realize she was that open. And here's a steal at midcourt. Shot up by Easter is good, and she was fouled by Presley.
And Ace Easter already with 4 points here to start this first period for the Lady Knights. And Lewis wide open down there in the block. It's a wonder she didn't pull. She had a good look, but tried to pass it back outside.
Free throw is good, so Easter with a little three-point play after the foul. Here's Galleon, almost another walk. She's already been whistled for that one time. 5:49 to go. Pisgah down 8-2 as Micah James dribbles around, finds herself open with a little right-handed, almost half-hook shot there from inside the paint. Her first bucket. And here come the Lady Knights, quickly marching from straight away. Shot no good. Rebound by Wooten. Her follow is up and in. So Wooten has a 3 and a 2, and it's 10-4. And here's Lewis.
Beautiful
on the other
pass
end.
From Presley from about half court, threading the needle all the way down to that right block. Mariah Lewis, good finish. In transition.
At the half-forward line, Pisgah's defense follows back. Looking underneath, they find Miller open. Miller throws the ball into the hands of a Pisgah defender. That was Almond, but it goes right back to the Lady Knights. Now a shot, perimeter shot is no good. They're pulling a trigger on those long-range shots. Pisgah rebounds.
Lincolnton playing very fast here in this first period.
Presley open on the baseline, fires a little bit short, rebounded easily, and I tell you, this lady is fast. This is Easter. Her shot on the other end is good, and she just outran the Pisgah defense.
And Pisgah trailing by 6 right now, 6-12 here with about 4:40 left to play in the first.
Deep in the right wing is Micah James. She'll take a baseline dribble. Now to Lewis outside. Finds Presley open. She'll fake a defender, goes up. It is blocked by Easter, and Easter will pick up a foul.
And something that the Sugar Bears haven't seen very much of is this man-to-man pressure. North Lincolnton playing very close, tight man-to-man defense here on this other end. And I think it really suits their style of play. It's kind of a run-and-gun look here for North Lincoln.
Presley gets the first of two free throws. Makes it 12-7. Pisgah down by five. Make that four. Presley gets them both.
That's her first bucket, first points of the night.
So it's 8-12. Pisgah with a man-to-man. And Easter, very quick, once again, beats the Pisgah defense. Forces Almond to foul as Easter put up a layup on the right side. I'll tell you, I don't think the Sugar Bears had scouted Easter. This lady not only gets the rebound on the other end, but beats everybody down the floor in transition.
She looks like a very good foul shooter. That makes her 2-for-2 on the night. She got good touch on the ball, and she misses this one as soon as I say that, but there's a rebound by Miller.
Miller back to Easter, fires from 15. That's a brick of a shot, rebounded by Pisgah's Almond. Almond has to kind of do a little shoving there to get away from Miller. Down deep in the pocket on the right side goes the basketball, back out to Presley outside, asking for a pick. Gets it momentarily from Lewis, now to Almond, puts up a little left-hander. It is no good. There's Miller. Nope. There's Almond for the putback. Gets the shot, and she's fouled, I think, by Miller. We'll see.
And Almond, I think, trying to force the issue a little bit. She's taking a couple of bad shots, but she's still playing very well. She's playing very tough. Pisgah only down by three right here. Now make that two as she converts the old-fashioned three-point play. So I think she's just trying to force it to that left a little bit too much right now. So you just need to calm down a little bit. You're all right. You're down by two. Just relax right here.
Pisgah trapping in the corner. The trap is beaten. Ball out to Liberose. And a steal by Gallion. Gallion goes up over Liberose, and she misses the shot and draws the foul.
And North Lincolnton has been very effective breaking this Pisgah full-court man-to-man pressure here early in this first period. They're getting out, they're running down, they're getting in the middle, really breaking that Sugar Bear defense.
Fortunately for Pisgah, the free throws are going in. 4 points, that shot was made. 4 points of the Pisgah 12 have come from the free throw line already. Both free throws are good. So 5 of Pisgah's 13 points have come from the free throw line, and we're tied up at 13-13. Lady Knights break the press this time as Liberose comes across the free throw line, passing it back outside to Miller. Miller's out of bounds. Turnover to Pisgah. Well, I tell you, the Lady Knights came out of the starting blocks really fast, and the Pisgah defense have finally figured them out, and the Sugar Bears are back in it. We're tied.
They're starting to settle down a little bit more there on the defensive end. The antsy nervousness is kind of going away. They're figuring out what kind of defense they're running. The Sugar Bears looking a little bit better now.
Giving a go, Presley back to Presley, and her shot is no good. Rebounded by Lady Knights. 3:21 left here in the first period. And the ball Wooten down to Pesor. Pesor back in the corner. Almond putting some defense on her, and Pesor gives the ball up. And we already see that the Lady Knights like that left side. Very, almost none of their play have been over here to the right. Shot from deep outside the arc is good by...
I think that's Liveroy. No, excuse me.
Is it 20?
That's 20. That's Wooten.
So that's a second three by Wooten. And 16-13, Pisgah down by three following that tray as Almond finds the ball outside. Presley with the right hand goes toward the right, looking for somebody open, and it is
beautiful
Gallion.
Pass there by Brooklyn Gallion. Little behind the pat, little behind the back dump down to her.
Brooklyn and Taylor Gallion, sisters, are both in the lineup right now as the give and the go, and the shot up good by Easter. And the Easter, I'm impressed with this Easter lady. She has got the tools. Shot from 3 points. Good.
Brooklyn Gallion from that right wing. Beautifully done.
And she's just off the bench, but I can't say she's cold. And a bullet of a pass is not handled by Easter,
and it's into the wall. It'll be Pisgah.
And Kaylin Hanna now checking in for Allman. And everything's tied up here with about 2 minutes left to play in this first period. 18-18 with that Galleon 3.
It's been a physical first quarter. Fortunately, Pisgah can go three or four deep on the bench and not give up a thing. And that is one reason Kaitlin Hanna comes in the lineup. Just under 2 minutes to play in the first period. We're tied up at 18. This is the second tie already of the basketball game. Pisgah lob one into Hanna. Hanna spinning, shot up. Good. That was a nice move by the senior Hanna.
She got good position, used her body, put it up and in on that left side. In transition, though, down to Armstrong. Her shot's up and good on that right side. Things still tied, 20-20 with a minute 30 left.
Well, North Lincoln showing they got the inside and the outside game, as does Pisgah, tied up for the third time at 20. Presley, lone on the baseline, shoots in heavy traffic. Lewis gets the missed shot rebound, and it's out to Galleon. Micah James, she'll drive up. Little banker, no good. Can Hanna get the rebound? Yes. And outside to James, but it's traveling, called on Kaitlin Hanna.
Tough position she was in right there. She was triple-teamed, and she was trying to get the ball out, just moved her pivot foot. She tried to pass it away. Tough turnover for Pisgah.
I was a little surprised she even got that ball ripped out of there. 20-20, down to a minute to play, first period. Close ball game, obviously, as the score would tell you. Ball is lobbed into Armstrong on the right baseline. Looked like traveling is called, but nope, it's not a travel. Tie
up. Ball, so it'll stay North Lincoln basketball. 53 seconds left. Everything tied, 20 apiece here in the first.
Robinson came to a little hop stop and then took a step, and I thought that whistle was going to be traveling on her. And the ball goes out of her fingers, out of play, and it's going to turn it over to the Sugar Bears.
They're clamping down on the defensive side here in this, at the end of the first.
Pisgah looking up, 47 ticks on the clock. Presley gets by one, now two people. Hanna comes to help out. On the top side, outside the arc, and a steal, a takeaway. Wooten, with the left hand, goes the other way, gets by Galleon. Banker is no good, way wide of the mark. Wild shot, rebound Pisgah. Hanna has it knocked away by Wooten into the fans across the way. Pisgah with a good little student section over there tonight to support the Sugar Bears, including a lot of the boys' varsity basketball players losing down at Shelby on Monday night.
22 seconds left. I think Presley's going to try and hold it for the last shot.
Down to 19. She gets by Easter. Shot is up. Banker is no good. But there's Hanna for the rebound. No, it's taken out of her hands. And a foul is going to be called on Kaitlin Hanna reaching around Robinson trying to get that rebound back.
Hanna usually a very good passer, but two of her passes, one stolen and the other one deflected. So
the ball comes in and stolen by Pisgah. Galleon at 9 seconds on the clock tries to get it to Hanna, and the pass has really got too much English on it, and it spins right out of Hannah's hands. Long pass the length of the floor is out of play, and we end the first period tied up at 20 apiece. Whale of a basketball game. Back in a minute. You're listening to state playoff action right here, 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese. All on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, It's Bow Time.
Terry Shin here with you, and we're going to ask David Stiles to take over with the play-by-play for the second half. And we're tied up, folks, as we start the second quarter, 20-20. Here we go.
Pisgah ball here in the second period. Presley passing it inside to Allman. Allman at that elbow puts the ball on the floor, puts it up and in on the left side. Good drive there by Kristen Allman. Long pass now down to Armstrong all alone on that right side. She puts it up and in. I think she might have turned her ankle. She's still on the floor as Presley comes down the other end. Allman, middle of the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by North Lincoln. And looks like a timeout is going to be called here by North Lincoln.
I think Coach Lynn Ryan wants a little timeout, seeing her player hobble up after being on the floor for a while, and she is limping off the floor. Probably, I have a feeling, will be replaced.
And Armstrong, a good-looking shot down here on the right side, just turned her ankle a little bit. And we'll tell you about our Pisgah Black Bear sponsors.
Well, we got some good ones, and they've been with us all season, including Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and Bojangles of Canton. Had lunch today at Bojangles.
Did you? Was it Bowtime?
They got two bacon, egg, and cheese for $3.
Wow.
Had their special.
Wow. You know, on Tuesdays, McDonald's or that other place has a deal like that, kind of.
Can't be as good as Bojangles.
Bojangles is good.
It was slap some mayonnaise on there. Mm. Tied up at 22, our fifth tie of the night.
Robinson gets the ball in. Now pass down low to Easter. Quick pass from Wooten into Miller. She puts it up and in on that right side. Lincolnton leads by two, 24-22. Presley with the basketball inside to Hannah. Hannah turns around, little set shot, no good. Rebounded by Wooten. Wooten passes ahead. Now to number, what is that, five? To Ball. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. Galleon on the other end. Spin move in the paint. Pulls it back outside to Presley. Presley pulls for three. Shot no good. Hannah pulls down the rebound, and it's into Allman's hands. Her shot up, rattles around the rim, and Miller pulls it down for North Lincoln. They get it in the hands of Robinson. Robinson down to Easter. Easter dribbling in, pulls up, and looks like it's going to be on the floor. The shot will not count as Taylor Galleon picks up a foul.
Something I see, David, is that offensively speaking, North Lincoln rarely sets anything up. They come down and shoot. They come down and drive. Then Pisgah gets it. They go down and they set it up.
Shot up by Easter. Her shot no good. Fight for the board, and she gets it back. Finally converts it up and in over two or three Pisgah defenders. But here comes Presley. Quick pass into Hannah. Good little move there on the inside. Her shot's no good, and it's rebounded by Lincoln. Ball with the basketball. Dribbling down the right side. Inside pass to Miller. Back outside to Ball. Now up top to number 10. That's Robinson. Almost stripped away. Robinson pulls up for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Easter.
I think it's going to be Hannah with her hand in the cookie jar again here, getting caught with a foul. And if that's on her, that is at one, two, or three.
Two. On her. Pisgah trails by four right now, 26-22. 6:08 left to play here in the second.
Well, Easter's obviously, at least tonight,
she's very confident and poised. And Hannah checking out. Lewis coming back in for her. Pisgah down by five now.
Easter's only a sophomore, but she's definitely the team leader tonight. Misses the second free throw into the wall. The rebound is. It'll be Sugar Bear possession.
Looks like last touch by Ball. And Pisgah now setting up their offense. Still in this man-to-man, North Lincoln is. Presley across half court, and it's kicked away by Easter. And I think that North Lincoln has a good matchup right here. Easter on Presley.
Two sophomores.
Ball thrown in. Presley with the basketball. Across half court now. Looks like she's driving. Picks up a pick from Taylor Galleon. Presley in the middle of the paint. Puts up a shot. And she's fouled on the play as she was in between three North Lincoln defenders.
I think the main plan might have been to draw a foul that time. She was triple teamed. And the idea of actually completing the shot probably was way back in the back of her mind. Foul on Robinson.
Mm.
Two free throws
there
coming.
For Sharon Presley.
Yeah, we've seen her rip off about 10, 12 free throws in a row in previous games in the regular season. Gets this one, though, so she got one out of two. And all three of her points from the free throw line.
Looks like Wooten with the basketball. She gets across half court, gets it into Easter. Taken away by Presley. Streaking down the other side. It transition pass into James. And it's taken away by Easter, who ran the court. She gets the ball back now, coming across half court. And it's poked away by James, but right into the hands of Robinson. Robinson giving it back to Wooten. Wooten left-handed drive up and in for North Lincoln. Pisgah trailing by six. Long pass down to Lewis. Patiently waiting on that block as Miller sails past. She puts it in. Pisgah down by four. 5:13 left to play. Wooten with the basketball. Long pass over to Easter. Easter dribbles in, shot up, no good, and a charge called on Ace Easter as Presley set up her feet and took Easter's full weight as she charged in the middle of the paint.
Fortunately, Sheridan Presley's made of rubber and she bounces pretty easily when she hits the floor because she hit the deck pretty hard. Pisgah can cut the lead to 2 points if they can score this outing. 5 minutes left here in the first half. We're at 29-25.
Presley with the ball. Walking it up the court for the Sugar Bears across half court now. Almost on top of the den. Now dribbling to the left. Pass back outside to Almond. There's James cutting. Little power dribble. Almost loses the ball, but puts it up and in on that right side. Good flex cut there by Micah James across the middle of the paint. Wooten with the ball over to Easter. Easter pulls a three, rattles in and out, and there's James for the rebound. Going the other way, over to Presley. Inside pass to Lewis. Lewis almost loses the ball, stops, puts up a shot, no good. And there's Easter for the rebound. She gets it out to Wooten. Now a long pass ahead to Armstrong, who just checked back in, and she puts it up and in on the other side. 31-27. Lewis stops in the middle of the paint, outside to Taylor Gallion now. Gallion looking inside, back up top to Almond, across the horn, all the way to James. James, little move there, inside to Gallion. Gallion, good move to get three, but it's picked off, almost picked off by Micah James as they tried to pass it ahead to Armstrong. Now over to Robinson, who pulls a three, shot up, no good, rebounded by Ball, who goes up, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
Well, we see this so many times, David, because we're about 20 rows up and we're looking down when we have a good vantage point, but that was really a very good block by Kristen Altman. From the ref viewpoint, he must have seen something, but it looked so, so clean from this vantage point.
Reed checking in now for Pisgah. Also, Brooklyn Gallion, who had that big tray there in that first period. Shot is up and good as Ball hits one of two. 27-33. Outside pass to Almond. Almond, little pump fake, gets to the left, puts up a shot, no good. There's Lewis for the board, and she puts it up and in on that right side. And now controlling the point is Bruce. Long pass down to Armstrong, sails out of bounds. And that'll be another North Lincoln turnover. That's only their second here in this second period. 3:35 left to play. Pisgah down, 33-29.
Okay. Getting back to within two would be a good thing.
Presley dribbles in, pulls, shot up and good, and that's Sheridan Presley's first field goal of the evening. It gives her 5 points on the night. Here comes Bruce. Long pass over to Robinson. Robinson looking inside into Easter. Easter throws it down low to Armstrong. Back outside to Bruce. And Brooklyn Gallion stepping on the end line as she almost took it away from Robinson.
Well, she picked a pocket. Good steal. Just barely stepped on that black line.
Liveroos checking back in along with number 32, Passor. Easter shot up and no good on that right side. Mariah Lewis there for the board. Ahead to Presley. Presley streaking down, gets to the left side, inside pass to Almond. Her left-handed shot from the right side is up and good on that right end. That gives her 7 points for the half. And here's another takeaway, this time by Reed. Reed coming down, shot up on the left side. She puts it up and in. And Pisgah ahead now, 35-33. Long pass into Armstrong. She tried to throw it off Kristen Allman, but there's Brooklyn Gallion to pick up the loose ball. Gallion comes down, pulls a shot in transition. No good. Rebounded by Easter. Easter down the right side. Stop. Shot up, and another charge called on Easter. As Presley, good positioning that time, set her feet as Easter jumped right into her, and she hit the deck again.
It was definitely a charge, but I think Sheridan also is a pretty good little actress.
And it looks like a 30-second timeout is going to be called by North Lincoln. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Timeout. Pisgah leading 35-33. 2:26 left to play here as Mackenzie Gallion brings it across half court. And she dribbles to her right. Now a little crossover, gets in the middle of the lane. Outside to Reed. Reed attacking. Now passes back outside to Hannah. Hannah gets it in to Lewis. Lewis stops. And she's going to try and pass it back out. She does get it to Reed. Now back over to Gallion. Mackenzie dribbling in. Back outside to Reed. Now over to Brooklyn Gallion. Brooklyn Gallion, a little pump fake. She pulls up for the jumper on the run from that left side, and it's up and in. Long pass down to Armstrong, and she puts it up and in on that right side, and Pisgah got caught napping there as Armstrong running the floor very well.
Actually, that's happened four times now that they've outpassed the Pisgah defense like that.
Inside the Lewis, picks up her dribble, and looks like a jump ball is going to be called. It's going to be North Lincoln basketball, and Lewis right there just wasting her dribble. Dribbled it once and picked it right back up.
Full court, man-to-man. Going to be tough.
Into Easter. She's guarded by Lewis. Easter dribbling to the right, turning the edge, and it's stripped away by Mackenzie Gallion. She's flying down the left side. Stops. Pass over to Brooklyn Gallion. But before she can get it away, she travels. And that was looking like a very good transition, fast break right there. But Brooklyn Gallion just put the horse, the cart before the horse. As Wooten now has the basketball coming across half court, she's guarded by Brooklyn Gallion. Trying to pick up a screen. Good hedge there by Kaylin Hannah. Hannah going to get back to her man. Good help by Mackenzie Gallion. Also down low on Armstrong. Ball is loose. Now it's into Armstrong. Shot up. And I think it was blocked away by Lewis. But Hannah touched it as it went out of bounds as she went for the rebound.
Good call by the ref. And it's going to be Lady Knight ball trailing by two. We're down to a minute four to play here in the first half.
Hannah guarding the inbounder. Here's Wooten for three. And she puts it up and in. As they take the lead, 38-37, 56 seconds left to play. And here's Presley with a three of her own. Shot no good. Follows her shot, gets her board, and puts it back in. Pisgah up by one. Into Wooten. Or Liveroyce. Liveroyce loses the ball, and that'll be a carrying call. As North Lincoln turns it over. Looks like Taylor Gallion checking back in, and also Micah James. For these final 42 seconds as Pisgah leads 39-38.
Perhaps getting the more experienced players, although about nine of the Pisgah players can say that, but for these final 38 seconds.
Presley, top of the key, spin move in the paint, pump fake. Out to James. James dribbling in hard. Runner in the lane. Rolls around the rim, and it's up and in for Micah James. Wooten with the basketball. Long pass down to Armstrong. Deflected out of bounds by Kaylin Hannah, who almost didn't see that ball coming. Turned her head at the last second. Got a hand up and deflected it out of bounds.
Maybe she has a future as a pass defense in football. A little linebacker.
Looks like Liveris trying to get it in, and it's taken away by Lewis. Lewis looking to get it away. She does. Here comes Presley down on the other end. Crossover. Trying to pass it over to James. It's picked off by Wooten. Wooten streaking down that left side as Taylor Gallion steps in front of her and reaches in, and a foul is going to be called. Pisgah leading, though, by three, 41-38 here with 11 seconds left to play.
This will be a 1-plus-1. Wooten has not been on the free throw line yet tonight. She is one of the leading scorers with 13. She's hit three perimeter shots.
Shot is up and in by Wooten. down by two now. 11 seconds left to play here in this first half. Pisgah leads 41-39. Second shot, no good. There's Lewis for the board. She gives it up to Presley. 8 seconds left. Presley across half court on top of that Den logo on that left side. A little hesitation move. Puts her head down. Passes outside to James. Shot up. No good. And that'll be the first half of basketball. Pisgah leads by two. 41-39. You're listening here live on 920 WPTL and also on the internet at WPTLradio.net. Along with you always is Terry Shin and David Stiles. We'll take a quick break and we'll return to second half action here in a little while and some statistics here at halftime. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Before you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy smoking combos, might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, biscuit of baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence. Our passion.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Tournament action from Pisgah High School featuring the Sugar Bears in the girls bracket with North Lincoln from over in Lincoln County. Lincoln's on the north edge of town. Pisgah leading here at halftime, 41-39. It has been a tough, very close first half. A game so far that's been tied on 5 different occasions, David.
And both teams, they like to get it out, run and gun. And what's hurting the Sugar Bears right now is they're setting up in this press. They've been pressing the whole game, and they can do that because they go so deep into the bench. What's really hurting them is that they're going to sleep and they're letting 2 Lincolnton players kind of streak down court. As soon as they throw the ball in, they're trying to press it up in the backcourt, wide open on the other end for wide open layups in transition.
And North Lincoln has athletes that can throw the ball fairly accurately the length of the floor, and I think that's catching Pisgah a little off guard. Sugar Bears in the lead here by 2 at halftime. The winner of this game will play the winner being played between Wilkes Central
and Lincolnton.
So Wilkes Central has an excellent record. They are 23-1 this year, a loser of only 1 game. So you got to think that Lincolnton's got their hands full up there at Wilkes Central tonight. So the winner of this game will play the winner between Wilkes Central and Lincolnton.
Like you were saying, once you get into this type of play in high school, once you get past that first round, you don't see any more bad basketball teams. These are all going to be good, quality, sound, fundamental basketball teams. And North Lincolnton looks like a good, quality, sound basketball team. They do some very good things well. They like to run. They can dribble well. They shoot well. So this is a very good basketball team, I think, here tonight in Pisgah. But the Sugar Bears also playing very well. They're up right now at 41-39. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some more stats here at halftime. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bow Time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live on 920 WPTL. Terry has crunched the numbers here. And take it away, Terry. Tell us who's got some points and who doesn't.
North Lincoln has had five players to score. Pisgah has had eight to score. Leading everybody on the floor out here is Wooten of Lincoln. North Lincoln has 14 points. Behind that, 13 for Ace Easter, eight for Armstrong off the bench, and two for Miller. And a free throw was put in by Saren Ball there in the second period. For the hometown Sugar Bears, more balance on the score sheet here. Leading the way, Mariah Lewis, 8 points, seven apiece for Sheraton Presley and Kristen Allman. Six for Micah James. I thought Micah James played some great basketball so far tonight. Brooklyn Gallion with a tray and a two. She has five. Four for sister Taylor Gallion. Caitlin Hanna with a bucket, as well as Mariah Reed. So that's what it looks like. It was tied up 20-20 at the end of the first period. Here at halftime, Pisgah outscoring North Lincoln by two there in the second period. So they lead 41-39 here at the half. Back with the start of the second half in just a moment. Stay with us, folks. We've got some fine sponsors. Listen to this, and we'll be back. This is State Sectional Tournament Basketball coming to you on WPTL.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. This can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Buzz Bee Wellness.
He has rock hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Buzzbee Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Here we go with the start of the second half. Pisgah will inbound. Micah James with the ball right now. Underhanded with the two hands to Almond. Almond off the glass, no good. There's Micah James in the right place. Misses her shot. Rebounded by Almond. And it is good. Pisgah out of the blocks really fast. Behind the back dribble by Wooten for the Lady Knights. Just underway in the third period, folks. Second round action for you. State tournament play right here on WPTL. Bounce pass to Wooten, and she's over and back. A mental error there is costly for the Lady Knights as, again, the Sugar Bears, the hometown ladies, take over.
One thing that I was thinking coming into the second half, Pisgah's going to have to crank up that defensive intensity, and I think they did it right there in that little half-court set.
Here is Presley, high arcing shot to get over her defender. The ball out of play, and it will be Lady Knight basketball. Galleon was scrambling there, Taylor Galleon, trying to get the loose ball. Couldn't quite get to it in time before it rolled out of play. Ball comes into Wooten. She's covered by Micah James. Fights through a pick and gets across the midcourt line. A minute into the third period, 43-39, Pisgah up by four. That is their largest lead of the night as the ball is lobbed inside. And there's Almond for a Pisgah takeaway, but Almond gets it to Presley, and it's off her hands out of play.
Thought Almond did a good job there. They tried to lob it down low into Armstrong, and she had good position that time. Got the correct hand up and tipped the basketball away. So good job there by Kristen Almond. Good post defense.
6:52 on the clock as the ball comes into Armstrong. Armstrong passes across to Robinson, and Robinson, I think mentally she thought Pisgah touched it. She just watched the ball go into the stands, but it is Sugar Bear basketball, say the refs.
And this same five has been on the court a long time for Lincolnton. They played almost that entire first half with only a few subs. Unlike Pisgah, they just sub them in and out.
Galleon spinning, shooting. That is she passing to Almond. Almond's shot is not any good, and there's a tie-up as the ball goes on the floor between Micah James and Wooten. And on possession, it will be the Lady Knights basketball. Ball comes in to Robinson. Robinson, little traveling music there. Passor, no whistle. And she gets the ball over to Wooten.
Ooh, this young lady can really handle the basketball.
Wooten, a little dribbling exhibition as she goes down low on the left side, and there's going to be a foul on number 10, Monica James.
And Presley wanting the charge call there. And I don't like to see her do that. Really kind of jeer at the referee there, but she was in position, I think.
You don't want to get the refs on your bad side, for sure. You don't want to talk too much to them. Free throw is good by Stephanie Wooten, as is the second free throw. That brings the Lady Knights back to within two. Pisgah 43-41. Micah James, long pass, bounce inside to Lewis. She had a good first half, and she's up and down as she tries to go in the sky for the shot. And Armstrong was right there with both hands in her face, and she came down, and the whistle blows. So they can tie it up if the Lady Knights can score, and it comes into Armstrong. Armstrong across the midline, it goes to Robinson. Robinson and Wooten now with a left-handed dribble. Micah James steps out to press that a little bit to Pesor. Pesor goes down low on the baseline, has to dribble back away from Presley, and there's a
5-second violation. Sheridan Presley on her tight, and Pesor just dribbling around there for 5 seconds. Got the 5-second call.
So Pisgah up by two, and they now take charge of the basketball. 5:50, third period. Terry Shin, David Stiles. with you all season, WPTL. Presley penetrates, now gives the ball up to Micah James. Her shot is no good. Ball on the floor, taken away finally by Galleon. Pisgah still has it. They get it inside to Presley. Finally, Lewis gets a pass from her defender, who was Easter. She makes the shot and draws a foul.
Lewis on the possession before that, she really wasn't that patient. She put the ball on the floor very quickly, trying to do that nice spin move she likes. But this time, the ball comes right into her. She was very patient, waited for the hands to go down, went up and put it in. She misses this foul shot right here, though, and it's pulled down by Almond.
Almond, ball around the horn, finally to Galleon's hands. Or Easter pulls the rebound for the Lady Knights. We go the other way. 5:20 on the clock, third period. Easter, Lewis on her. I think that's a little bit of a mismatch. I think Easter's a couple of steps faster than Lewis.
And Ryan Lewis called for the infraction right there as Easter tried to turn that corner and get to the basket. She hit the deck, so they call her the blocking foul.
Ryan Lewis has lots of gifts, but really fast and quick steps are not one of them. And Easter gets the ball after the inbound, misses her shot. Second effort is no good, and a whistle and a Pisgah foul this time, and it's going to be on Kristen Almond again. That is number three.
And Kaylin Hanna also, those two fouls. So she's back up on that Pisgah bench. She's getting ready to sub in for Almond. So a couple of the post players here for Pisgah in a little bit of foul trouble.
Easter had a great first half, a little frustrated there as she misses the front end of those two free throw tosses. As Hanna replaces Kristen Almond with those three fouls. Second free throw is swish for Ace Easter.
And looks like Taylor Gallion's going to check out and Ryan Reed's going to check back in. And I think this is a pivotal player for Pisgah right here. She can play very, very well given the opportunity. And Mariah Reed had a good game against Franklin the other night. She had 11 points.
Well, she's a freshman, plays really smart as Pisgah's on offense. Hanna puts the ball down with the dribble to Micah James all alone, so she just squares up, fires, no good. Reed for the stick back, and it's no good, but she's blocked pretty hard there by Pesola.
Reed going to go to the line, though, for a couple of foul shots. Pisgah leading by three still, 45-42. Here with about 5 minutes left to play in the third.
Reed misses first free throw. She's got 2 points, had a field goal in the first half when she was in off the bench. Second free throw is ricochet, bang, 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 like a pinball machine. Ricochets and falls down through. So Pisgah up by four. Long pass down the floor. Underneath, shot is up. No good. And a whistle, Pisgah foul after Lauren Armstrong misses the underneath shot.
And I think what North Lincoln is doing well is they're spreading this court out as Pisgah's trying to run this trapping zone. Kaylin Hanna in the front, that 3-2, that look that they give all the time. They're spreading the court out, and it's really making it hard on Pisgah to cover those ladies, and they're just passing it long, deep. So North Lincoln moving the ball very well here against this press.
Pesor's second shot is up and good. She missed the first. Makes it 46-43. Pisgah up by three as Micah James puts on a fake. Heads toward the paint. Nope, she's turned away there, so it's back to Hanna. Now Reed in the pocket across the way on the wing on the left side. Back out front, straightaway drive is calming the ball, the ref says. I heard the whistle.
Yeah, that's what he said, carrying. She picked it up and ran a couple of steps with it. So
Micah James whistled for the infraction, and the Lady Knights can cut the Pisgah lead down to one if they can score here. To the high post it goes, outside. A little fake by Robinson from three-point range. Now Wooten loses the handle momentarily, picks it back up and gets it up to Pesor. Back to Wooten. Dribbles down low in the left wing. Micah James slaps the ball away, but it's back into the hands of Pesor. Her shot from three, no good. There is Easter for the rebound. Her shot is not there. Hanna blocks it, and there's a whistle as action stops.
Looks like a jump ball is called there on the Kaylin Hanna block. So I guess that's a tie-up. It's going to be Pisgah basketball. So I can't really complain with the call. So, I mean, he gives us the ball back.
I don't think that's a quick whistle. It looked like a plain old block instead of a tie-up. They say she clamped the basketball, and Pisgah gets it back as Presley finds herself open from straight away, 5 feet. Good penetration by her, and she's got 9 points.
Yeah, whistle. Looks like, I wonder if they're going to call that in. Or And they do. They call it good as they give her the continuation there on the play as Easter goes up and puts it in on that right side.
So Easter gets the points and a chance for another one from the free throw line. Fouls on Mariah Lewis. That's three on Mariah Lewis, and the free throw is good.
Taylor Gallion checking in for Lewis.
Two of the three tallest players for Pisgah with three fouls right now. Well, I guess you could say Reed was one of the tall trees. Reed and Hannah both in the lineup right now for the Sugar Bears, leading 48-46, and the Sugar Bears have the basketball. No press by the Lady Knights so far tonight. They pick it up half court, down low, outside. The ball goes to Gallion. Gallion marches straight away, layup no good. Whistle blows and a foul against the Lady Knights. And to the free throw line steps Brooklyn Gallion.
I really like this lineup that Pisgah has in right here. I think Coach Holloway has this right. North Lincoln, not a lot of size. All their players are fairly almost the same height. Kind of that tall, slender build. And now Wade checking in for Reed. And still, I like this lineup. You've got two Gallion sisters in and Presley. So you've got some dribble penetration. You've got Kaylin Hanna in there for some rebounding. Then Leanne Wade, very dangerous from that three-point line.
Both free throws are good for Brooklyn Gallion. She's got 7 points. And full court pressure broken nicely by the Lady Knights as they get it across the timeline. Ball comes to Pesor. Pesor fires from 10. It's good. I think she put that one up with the left hand. Her first field goal. Here comes Pisgah leading by 2 points. Presley open, fires. Layup is no good. A blocking foul.
And Presley's going to get two shots. Man, Easter not happy with that call at all.
Only the second foul on Easter.
They've got four on Easter.
Four? Okay, I just had three. Two plus one, okay. Free throw by Presley is good.
And here comes complete overhaul except for Wooten. Looks like number 25, 35, 2, and 5 coming in. Looks like that's Ball, Luchette, Miller, and Liveros.
Second Presley free throw coming up, and it's good. Sheridan Presley, sophomore, with 11 points. 3:07 remaining third period. Pisgah pressing again all the way, full court. But Ball gets down into front court. Dribbles the ball out of some heavy traffic back outside. Now down low. Perimeter shot by Robinson, by Ball.
That's Ball. And Lincoln can really shoot these three-pointers.
Not afraid to pull the trigger when they're outside. Hannah in trouble, so it's back to Waite. Waite fires from three, and it is good.
Leanne Wade, very dangerous from that three-point line when she's wide open. And I thought a walk right there by Miller, but she gets it away to Wooten.
Wooten on the floor, and there's going to be another tie-up. This possession should go to the Lady Knights. If memory serves me correctly, I cannot see the...
It will be Lady Knight basketball, but Pisgah up by four right now, 55-51, with that Wade three.
North Lincoln just won't go away. Sugar Bears in control since about halfway through the second period. 2:24 remaining third period right now. And the Lady Knights with the ball, and it's Wooten outside. Gallion on her defensively. They get it deep in the corner. Shot from three is up and good by Liveros. Her first bucket of the night comes at a good time. Brings North Lincoln to within 1 point. And Hannah,
beautiful pass from Presley. She spun in the middle of the paint. Went up in the air and then dropped it right down low to Kaylin Hannah. Beautifully done. And there's Hannah with a tip. Picked up by Gallion.
Gallion fires from 10. Off the back, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The winner's going to be the Lady Knights. Pisgah not giving up as they go for a steal. Out of bounds. Diving for that was Brooklyn Gallion. Great effort. But it's off the hands, out of play. So it'll be Lady Knight ball. Minute 46 to play. 57-54. Pisgah with a three-point lead. Ball comes in, an attempted trap in the corner doesn't work as the ball gets the ball into front court. Bounce pass down low, lay in good by Miller.
And North Lincoln has done this very well tonight. They've broken this press about every time Pisgah's thrown it at them.
Presley tried to pass through two defenders, and it's picked off by Wooten on the other end. Ball with the left hand, Wooten. Oh, that, who was that? Number five? Was
that
Ball?
Ball.
Yeah, that was a ball, number five.
And Lincoln takes the lead here with a minute 15 left to play, 58-57.
Pisgah's had it their way up until right now as they trail by one. Presley's shot is no good. Rebound. Very important rebound by Burchett. Or Burchett. What are we going to call her? Burchett or Burchett?
Burchett. Burchett.
Burchett. Down to 1 minute to play. Third period. The ball comes out to Wooten. Way deep in the corner. Driving shot now outside to Miller. Another perimeter shot. It's a brick, and it's Pisgah rebound. Presley, under 45 seconds left to play here in the third period. Ball comes to Leanne Waite. Waite steps in front of the arc, fires, and is fouled. The shot was blocked, so it wasn't close to going in, but two free throws coming for Leanne Waite. 42 seconds on the clock.
I think the reason that ball was nowhere close to going in is ball came through, smacked both of her hands as she was getting ready to shoot.
Waite's free throw is no good. This has been a very fast third quarter. There has been no timeouts.
It's been back and forth. Basketball is a game of runs, and Pisgah went on a little bit of a run, and now North Lincoln on a little bit of a run.
Waite's got a tray, and now a free throw. She missed the first one. 40 seconds, tied up at 58 apiece, but Lincolnton on the run on the other end, and they missed a bunny on the transition. Pisgah gets it at 34 seconds on the clock. It is Mackenzie Gallion controlling the offense right now. Deep in the corner to Micah James. Fires, and it is bounces high. Won't go in, and there's a North Lincoln rebound. Leading pass to Wooten on the other end. Left-handed layup is good. 18 seconds on the clock. Wooten has 18 now. Pisgah can tie it up here to end the quarter. Mackenzie Gallion, if they can hit it. Here's Leanne Waite from three. It is no good. Hannah knocks the ball away. Picked up. 3 seconds on the clock. And a shot at the buzzer, no good by Pisgah's Mackenzie Gallion. We'll take a break. We'll return. 2 points between these teams. You are listening to State Tournament Play right here on WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Eight minutes to go in a very close basketball game. Pisgah going into the final quarter, trailing, but only by two. It's 60-58. And David, it's going to be a good one. I'm anxious for your play-by-play here for the last quarter.
Inbounded to Presley. Cross half court. Pass in to Gallion now. Gallion, a little fake. Picks up her dribble back outside to James. James, top of the key. Now around the horn to Allman. Allman with those three fouls she's been setting most of that third period. Gallion now passing up to James. James puts on a fake, dribbles in the middle of the paint, stops, pulls for the runner, shot up no good. Rebounded by North Lincoln. Long transition pass down on the other end. Looks like they were trying to get it into Liveros, and it's just off of her fingertips out of bounds as Wooten tried to bullet pass that one down there. Overhand baseball pass it down to Liveros. Pisgah walking it up now. They're trailing by two, 60-58. Presley, a little hesitation move, pulls the jumper from about the foul line, and it's tipped up and rebounded by Wooten. Wooten dribbling out of pressure, a little hesitation move there, dribbling very well with that left hand over to Ball. Ball looking inside, ball on top of her head. Pulls it back outside. Hand off now to Wooten. Wooten dribbling to the left. Behind the back dribble. To the right. Inside pass to Miller. And I almost thought she traveled, but she tried to pass it up the ball. So it'll be out of bounds on North Lincoln.
Out of bounds. A little bump by Presley there was not detected by the refs. That was close to being whistled as a Pisgah foul. So a little break for the Sugar Bears. Under 7 minutes to play in the game.
Presley with the basketball. Across half court, on top of that volleyball line, into Allman. Allman facing up, little pump fake there, almost loses control of the basketball. And it looks like a foul is going to be called. She tried to get to that left side. And when Kristen Allman trying to move to that left side, she's very dangerous.
Kayla Burchett with the infraction.
Trying to pass it in, and it's picked off by Miller. Miller, long pass now over to Burchett. Now to Ball. Ball stops. Top of the key. Back outside to Wooten. Wooten dribbling in. Outside to Burchett. Burchett pulls her shot up. Hits the crossbeams, holding the goal up. So it'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Pisgah basketball.
Yeah, the high bouncer favored Pisgah that time.
Presley with the ball. Pisgah still trailing by two, 60-58. Sheridan picks up a pick from Lewis. Now pulls, and it's up and in for Sheridan Presley. Gives her a 13 on the evening. And now it's into Bruchette. Bruchette across half court. Now passing down low to Ball. Ball back outside to Bruchette. Bruchette, quick pump fake, puts it on the hardwood. Now tries to hit a cutting Liverose. And they throw it right in the hands of Lewis. Now into Presley. Presley at the top of the key. I think Pisgah trying to slow it down right here, make every possession count. Galleon dribbles in the middle of the paint. Her shot up no good. Miller trying to get the board, and finally it's pulled down by Ball. And into the hands of Wooten. Wooten across half court, dribbling down that left side. Micah James guarding her. Wooten pulls a three, and it's up and in for Wooten. Stephanie Wooten, 21 on the evening.
Four of those have been outside the arc.
Presley dribbling, spin move out to Allman. Allman pulls a three, nothing but air. And now a long pass down to Ball on that right side. She misses the shot, and there's Allman for the rebound. And I think Ball is going to be called for an infraction.
Yeah, a little reach in. That was kind of a touch foul. I think Ball's a little bit disappointed with that call. I can see why. That was really a touch foul.
And Bianca Burnett checking in for her first minutes tonight here in the Bear Den, also along with Brooklyn Galleon.
Now, Bianca's real good. She's quick. She's got the quick hands. She's good with the steal. I'm not sure how many she's got on the year, but she's got a lot.
Very smart on the offensive end as well. Doesn't really have a lot of turnovers. Takes very good care of the basketball. Ballman's first shot is up and good. And on this one-and-one opportunity. And so that was a bad foul there by Ball. About 90 feet away from the... some Pisgah points here. Second one up and good for Kristen Allman. Gets her 11 on the evening. Pisgah still on this full court pressure as Wooten trying to get it in. Finally it's in to Armstrong. Now back to Wooten. Wooten doing most of the ball handling for this Lady Knight team. Here's a pass inside to Easter, and a foul is going to be called as Presley came over to help on that weak side post defense down there in that interior. She's going to be called with a foul. That'll be her second foul of the evening as Ace Easter steps to the line for a set of foul shots.
Well, they say it'll be one and one next time out. This is not a shooting situation, so it'll be inbounded by the Lady Knights. It lined up for a free throw, though.
Pass inside. Almost picked off, but picked up by Ball. Armstrong there for the rebound, and Bianca Burnett coming in very quickly, trying to rip it away from her. And so this one will be a one-and-one opportunity as Burnett picks up her first foul. Pisgah still trailing by a point, 63-62, as Wooten hit that three, and then Allman converted on some foul shots.
They were talking about the quickness of Burnett, and sure enough, she was quick, but in ripping the ball away, she got called for the foul.
Armstrong's shot is up and good. And I think what North Lincoln is doing very well is when a shot goes up on this Pisgah end, their weak side wings are crashing back in transition. Second one is up and no good. Rebounded by Burnett. Burnett pulling it out of traffic, now getting it into Presley. Presley crossover move against Bruchette. Now passes inside to Lewis. Lewis loses the handle on the basketball. Here comes Ace Easter down on the other side. Pulls up, shot no good. There's Lewis for the rebound, almost falling to the ground, but getting her way to Presley. Presley on the other end, little spin move. Goes up, draws a foul. Looks like this one's going to be on Wooten or Bruchette. And looks like it's on Bruchette. That's her second foul of the evening. Presley going to the line. Pisgah trailing by two. 4:28 left to play. First one is up and good for Sheridan Presley. 14 points on the evening. Allman and Lewis down low in those rebounding spots. Also Easter and Armstrong. Shot up by Presley, and it's good. Pisgah tied it up. 4:28 left to play. Here's almost a Brooklyn Galleon takeaway. And there's a turnover by Wooten as she carried the ball just before coming across half court, trying to pass the ball. And I thought Brooklyn Galleon almost picked that one off down here in this low corner.
Almost, and the pressure by Burnett kind of probably forced that turnover, too. Pisgah can take a lead again.
Presley with the ball. Looks like Liveros on her. And Presley picks up a pick from Allman. Presley driving in to the middle of the paint. Picks up a foul on that left side. He's going to go to the line again.
Foul on Armstrong, I believe. And if it is, that'll be four on Armstrong.
Hey, that's her third.
Third? Or three on Armstrong, yeah.
Presley. First shot is up and good. Sheridan Presley making it work from the foul line. Pisgah, 1 point edge now.
I think she's only missed one free throw here in the second half. I'll count the numbers in a moment.
Second one up and good. Pisgah still going to this full court pressure. And there's Brooklyn Galleon with a foul. And Brooklyn kind of looking disgusted with the call, but I think that was a foul. And that's a bad foul there by Brooklyn Galleon, because now it could translate to some North Lincoln points here on the other end, because they are in the 1-1, and both teams almost in the double bonus.
Yeah, Pisgah with 8 team fouls, North Lincoln with 9. So Pisgah will be shooting the double bonus next time out.
Shot is up and good by Wooten, and this young lady has very good touch from about everywhere on the court. That gives her 22 on the evening. And I don't think she hasn't came out of the game yet, I don't think.
She played the whole time.
She
was rested. It wasn't much. Seems like she's been there the whole time. Both free throws are good by Wooten, and we're tied up at 66. That is the 8th tie of the game.
Presley with the basketball now. She's still being guarded by Liveros. Inside pass to Allman. Allman turns around. This time pulls from the elbow. Shot no good. There's Lewis for the rebound. Works her way between two North Lincoln defenders and puts it up and in. And I think the basket's good, and she draws a foul. So old-fashioned three-point play here from Mariah Lewis. And it looks like Miller checking back in for Armstrong. And Galleon checking back in for Burnett. Micah James replacing Presley down low in one of those rebounding spots as Lewis tries to convert the three-point play. Shot is up, no good. Miller for the rebound. There's James. He gets the ball back from Miller, steals it away from behind her, and she puts up a shot and is fouled. And Miller not happy about the way that play turned out at all.
Well, a very savvy move by Micah James, though. She knew that she was not detected and she was behind. Went out and stripped that ball. Fall away jumper was no good. Drew the foul. Timeout. We'll take a break back at the station and return. 3:54 remain. Pisgah up by 2. State tournament basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time. Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23. Our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule. That's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. Made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese. All on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get 2 for just $3. Bojangles. It's Bow Time.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
After 2 Micah James foul shots, Pisgah leads by 4, 70-66. Here as North Lincoln comes down on the other end. They get it inside to Easter. Shot up and good by her on that left side. And Ace Easter having one heck of a game here tonight in the Bear Den. Gives her 19 on the evening. Presley with the basketball, however. North Lincoln trailing by 2, 70-68. As Presley trying to turn the edge, puts it up. Shot no good, and it's out of bounds. Looks like last touch by Sheridan Presley. And it'll be North Lincoln basketball. Pisgah up by two, 3:19 left to play. They get it into Wooten. Now back over to Ball. Ball dribbling to the right. A little hesitation move. Taylor Gallion guarding her. She picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. They try and lob it into Easter. It's almost out of bounds on Easter, but she picks up the ball. Shot up, no good. And there's Micah James, almost loses control of it. Finally picked up by Taylor Gallion. Back to James. Coming down, there's Allman all alone. Puts up a shot on the left side. Shot no good. And it's rebounded by North Lincoln. As Wooten comes down on that left side, she really wants to go to the left. Inside pass to Miller. Her shot up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Allman. Tough break there for North Lincoln. It's Miller all alone on that left side.
Well, Kristen Allman was laying down on the other end of the floor. She got hit pretty hard down there. There wasn't a whistle, but she was so late getting back on defense. Miller was just wide open. Nobody to help out.
Presley outside now. She's being guarded by Easter. She turns the corner now over to Lewis. Back outside to James. James pulls from the short corner, usually from a spot she hits from, but it's no good. Rebounded by Lincoln. Long pass now ahead to Easter. Her shot up, no good. There's Allman for the board. It's knocked away. Tip picked up by James. James dribbling through the middle of traffic, and Coach Holloway calling a quick timeout as trying to slow this game down. And there's been a couple of turnovers back-to-back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No!
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
I'll tell you, we're not going to have a winner, but a survivor here at Pisgah High School. Sugar Bears up by two, 70-68. We've got the final 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and it'll be Sugar Bear ball.
Inbound and now to Sheridan Presley. She's still guarded by Liveros. Going down that left side, picks up her dribble. Liveros all on top of her, looking for someone to pass to. There's Micah James. James dribbling in, back outside of Taylor Gallion. Presley cutting through the middle. Gallion pump fake now over to Micah James. James being guarded by Wooten. Wooten all on top of her. James reversing her dribble, trying to get it inside. Now pass into Presley. Hook shot up on the right side. She puts it up and in. Pisgah up by four, 72-68. Minute 33 left to play. Wooten comes down across half court. A little hesitation move. Behind the back dribble. Stop shot. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Into the hands of Presley. Presley guarded by Ball. Quick crossover. Turns the edge. Into the middle of the paint. Presley puts up a shot and banks in, but I think the foul is going to be called on the floor.
Yeah, the foul was way back at about the free throw line. So I kind of doubt that they're going to count that one. But at least Presley with a... Well, she'll get two free throws here, though. As North Lincoln has committed more than 10 fouls, I think this was their 12th personal foul.
And Presley with ice water in her veins converts. That gives her 20 on the evening. Pisgah's lead up to five now. Make that six, and she hits the other one. Easter inbounding. They get it into Robinson. Robinson waiting. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Over to Easter now. Easter almost walks. She turns the edge, lowering the shoulder. Looks like a foul is going to be called. And Pisgah not happy with it at all. And I think it's going to be... Well, on Taylor Gallion. They call it on Taylor Gallion.
Well, it's on Taylor Gallion.
And I thought Easter a little bit out of control right there.
Yeah, Easter definitely was out of control. She didn't have steps, was losing her dribble, nobody to pass to, and she was stretched out horizontal.
She converts the foul shot, however, though.
20 yeah. points for her. 13 in the first half, so she's been very consistent.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Allman. Allman tries to pass it away. It's knocked out of bounds by Liverose. So it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball.
So we're down to a minute and one. When will the Lady Knights start to commit those fouls on Pisgah to put them on the free throw line? Minute and two right here. Pisgah up by five.
Long pass in to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion loose on that other side. Quick pass down to Lewis. She puts it up. Shot no good. There's a rebound pulled by Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion dribbling it on the outside. Back outside to Presley. 49 seconds left here. 74-69. Presley dribbling. They don't want to foul her. They know she's going to convert. There's James, and they pull on her and draw the foul. And so Micah James will go to the line. And Ace Easter just fouled out. She's DQ'd on the evening. That's five on her.
Easter, a key player, had 20 points. Played great basketball. This team from Lincolnton was winner of the Southern Piedmont Conference and tourney winner also.
Very good-looking basketball team from North Lincoln.
Very well-rounded. Lots of good shooting.
Forty seconds on the clock. Pisgah's lead is five.
Shot is up by James, and it's good. And this one looks a little bit out of reach here, but she misses this one. Inbounded and off Ryan Lewis's leg there by Armstrong. And that was a tough play there by Armstrong.
Good heads-up play. 38 seconds. I would think that North Lincoln's going to have a hard time winning this one. And a five-second call, or is there a timeout call?
I think timeout by Coach Lynn. So we'll keep it here, and I think they call a timeout.
Yeah,
they gave them the timeout.
Yeah, with only 30 seconds to go. Is it a full timeout?
Full timeout.
Well, we can go back to the station for a message and be right back. 38 seconds to go, folks. Second round state tournament play coming your way right here on 920 WPTF.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Liveros now into Armstrong. Back to Liveros. Drives down. Puts up a shot. No good. There's Armstrong for the rebound. She puts it up and in. 27 seconds left. They're down by four, and they try and quickly foul. And they almost get it away from Presley, but there's a foul, and she's going to go to the line. So Lincoln's still in this ballgame, only down by four right here.
And I'll tell you, they did commit a foul, but that was close to a steal.
Yeah.
Presley just about had the ball taken away, and should they have stolen the ball and scored, man, this would be a whole different picture. But as it is, Pisgah leads by four, and Presley to shoot two.
And a rare miss there by Sheridan Presley. And this is still a very dangerous spot for Pisgah because North Lincoln can't hit those three-pointers. This one up and in. They're down by five. Into Wooten. Wooten's going to have to go full length of the court. And she almost loses the basketball. 18 seconds left. Long pass to Armstrong. Now to Pesora. She pulls a three. No good. There's Armstrong for the rebound. She puts it up and in and is fouled.
I guess it was on Kristen Allman. Yeah, it is on Allman, and it's four or five. Four.
Lincoln calling another full timeout, so we can take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
David, I think the home court advantage has helped the Sugar Bears. These teams are so evenly matched. You would think with only 3 points between them right now, but that little
very
edge has helped.
Very dangerous spot still the Sugar Bears are in. They come out of this one. That's going to be by the skin of their teeth. Armstrong shot is up and good. And they're going to press, and they get it into James, and they're going to quickly foul her. Only 1 second ticked off the clock. So they're still in this ball game.
2 points down. Pisgah 76. North Lincoln 74. So the Pisgah lead only 2. 9 seconds remain, but Pisgah's Monica James on the free throw line to shoot 2 free tosses. And she's been fairly accurate.
Shot is up and good by James, but still they're not out of the water yet.
A 3-point shot could still tie it. Now if she makes this one, there's a little bit of a comfort factor for the Sugar Bears.
Shot is up and it rattles in. And Coach Holloway going to call a full timeout. And so we'll take another 30. We'll keep it here.
Yeah, let's keep it here. Let's keep it here this time because we can remind the folks about Plus Linen and Uniform Service sponsoring the game tonight. Also, the Single Stop Stores, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde, Ken Wilson Ford, another fine sponsor. Did we mention Bojangles of Canton? I think we just did, I guess. And also Burger King of Canton. Fine sponsors of Pisgah Bear basketball all season long. The winner of this game, folks, will travel. Do I have the brackets or do you?
I got it right here. I think they're going to travel. They're going to play Friday, I think. And I think that'll be a neutral site. They play the third round in neutral site.
Neutral sites. We're
and
not sure where that is.
The semifinal will be either at some college. Because when I was playing in 2008, we played at home the first two games. We played Bunker Hill, and then we played South Caldwell. And then we played at Forsyth, and then Wake Forest, and then at NC State. But 9 seconds left here to play in this fourth period as Armstrong gets ready to inbound. They get it into Wooten. She's going to have to go full length of the court into Pesor. Pulls a three, rattles out. There's Armstrong. She puts it up, and it's rebounded by Allman. And time expires. Pisgah advances to the next round as they beat East Lincoln here by 4, 78-74. And that's a tough loss for East Lincoln. North Lincoln, they played very well. A lot of good players on this team. Pesor, also Wooten, and Ace Easter. And then I don't want to forget Armstrong. She played very well, and also Miller. So they have some very fine young ladies on this basketball team. Very competitive basketball team. They played very well. But Sugar Bears, the victor here tonight in the Bear Den. And I suspect they'll play Friday at a neutral site. So
they'll play the winner between Wilkes Central and Lincolnton that are playing as we speak.
And so I think that Lincolnton will probably have their hands full. Wilkes Central, 22-1 record.
Yeah, and only one loss all season long. Folks, stay with us. We'll have some interesting stats for you. We'll talk about the brackets more also. So don't go away. We'll return. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball Action right here on 920 WPTL.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements of MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back. We are live here on 920 WPTL. Also on the internet at WPTLradio.net. Along with you always, Terry Shannon, David Stiles. As the gym is empty, Pisgah the victor here in the Bear Den tonight in this second round of the North Carolina State High School basketball.
Now, the next round, the third round, would that be considered the quarterfinal?
I think that would be the quarterfinal.
Quarterfinal, semifinal, and final. So they advance to the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal. I would say they're going to play Wilkes Central, 22-1 record against Lincolnton, who it doesn't look too shabby themselves, but they're an 8 seed, and they had to play Madison to get to that game. But they have 14-7 record. So I think Lincolnton probably has their hands full tonight, and they'll probably see Wilkes Central in the next round, and I think that will be at a neutral site, one that's close for both schools to drive to. So we won't have to go too far, I don't think.
And we'll have all that information for you throughout the day on WPTL, probably with the Frank Byrd Show in the morning. So stay tuned to that, folks. Let's look individuals. Let's briefly let you know about North Lincolnton, leading all scorers tonight. Stephanie Wooten, all of those trays, I think she had four, 23 points for her on the night. Another big gun, 20 points for Ace Easter. In double figures also was Lauren Armstrong. For Pisgah, four players in double figures, by golly. Leading the way was Sheridan Presley, 22, and the sophomore had just a great night. 12 points for Mariah Lewis, and as we mentioned, when Mariah Lewis is having a good night, the team wins, and that was the case tonight. Mariah had 12, 11 points apiece for both Kristen Amon and Micah James, both of those seniors for the Sugar Bears. Brooklyn Gallion, a junior, 7. Sister Taylor Gallion had 4. All of those came in the first half. Caitlin Hanna off the bench in a supporting role had 4, as did freshman Mariah Reed, and 4 points also for Leanne Waite. And Leanne played very few minutes for those 4 points. She probably only played about 4 or 5 minutes in the entire game, and she leaves with 4 points. So a good effort for the Sugar Bears. They outscored North Lincoln 20-14 in the final quarter to come out with this 4-point victory here, 78-74.
This is just one of those good old-fashioned shootouts. Both teams, I thought, very evenly matched. And like you were saying, I think the Bear Den really helped out the Sugar Bears tonight. If you put these two on a neutral site, I think it would be a toss-up. I mean, they look very good. 152 points scored by both clubs tonight. This is a very high-scoring girls' basketball game.
You know, and you see that in college and in pro ball, but you got longer halves to score those points in, and you got a lot of talented players out there, too. In high school ball, 152 points between the two teams, that's a lot of points to put on a board. And I don't mean to be talking down to girls' basketball, but especially in girls' basketball, that's big numbers. So these teams, it was definitely a shootout here at Pisgah High School tonight.
Because I remember looking up there in that second period, and it was 41-39, and I was like, we have scored almost as many points as we put up in the previous game against North Henderson. And so there's a lot of baskets being scored tonight, and I thought very good play on both ends of the ball by both teams. I thought they looked very well. I thought North Lincoln deserved to be here in that second round play, and I'm just happy to see the Sugar Bears advance. Because that was a tough game, and I think they edged out by the skin of their teeth, but they played very well tonight, the Sugar Bears did here at home.
They definitely played up to their potential, if not just a little smidgen beyond, just some excellent basketball here. So David and I will join you on Friday as Pisgah advances to the quarterfinals here in state tournament play. This is Terry Shin for David Stiles, and Tim Hodges back at the station wishing everyone a pleasant good evening, and welcome and thanks for joining us for Pisgah basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.